Baby, it's time to get your head on straight, cause the new day is dawning. It's the J.C. Falk Show, starring the cute one, J.C. Falk, and featuring the legendary Red Holloway and sweet Nikki Richards. I'm Dr. John, and I'm here cause I wanna be. Hey, Jay, tell the people what you know good.
Thank you, Dr. John. Hello, people. It's the cute one, J.C. Falk, and we are here to change your blues to green. Before we go any further, let me acknowledge my co-host. To my left, jazz enthusiast and all-around great gal, Nikki Richards.
Well, hello, Jay.
I love it when she calls my name. Oh, my. And to the right, we got the legend, the icon, the master, the innovator, the one and only Mr. Red Holloway.
Hello there.
I am so, so glad to see you. I got to tell you, I'm as happy as a mad dog in a meat shop to see both of you.
You got to glow.
I'm telling you, man. Well, hey, it's hot. It's Atlanta in the summertime. Everybody has a glow, you know? You know, Nikki, you look good. You really got a glow.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
Well, you know, my two kids left for their grandmother's house.
Oh.
But 2 weeks, uh-huh. So...
Yeah.
Well, now.
You know, I love my kids, but every now and then I just want some peace and quiet.
Right on. Right on. I mean, really. So, Uncle Red, how you doing?
Getting old and ugly, baby.
Uncle Red, you just got in from Europe and you're on like Donkey Kong. How long were you overseas?
About 6.5 weeks.
Oh, my God. See what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, I just got to tell you this. It is like an honor to have Red here because Red works with everybody, and he works all the time. Look, Uncle Red, tell the people in Radio Land some of the people that you've worked with.
Okay, let me see. Bobby Blue Bland, Carmen McRae, mm-hmm. Jack McDuff, mm-hmm. B.B. King, Curtis Fuller, John Mayall, Candido, and Nancy Wilson. And
my Lord.
And I worked with him, too. Yeah. I played with him. He was a blues singer out of Tupelo, Mississippi. Yeah. He had no teeth and a gimpy leg. And the women would look at him and say, my Lord.
Oh, man. It is good to be here with you in the beautiful South. The only thing I can complain about is the heat. My goodness, is it hot out there.
It is. Atlanta in the sun.
Oh, it is so hot, cocaine would freebase by itself.
The last time I was here, it wasn't that hot.
Well, when was the last time you were here?
Well, it was about 15 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
The first time I came here was in 1957 with Lionel Hampton.
Oh, man. I love Lionel Hampton. You know, he gave me my first job. I was fresh out of college.
Things were different then.
Well, how so?
Well, everything was segregated, and it was hell to try and find a place to eat or a hotel to stay at. And you had the Klan to worry about.
Well, you don't have to worry about the Klan today.
Why not?
No, man. Times are tough. The Klan is letting black people in. No, it's the truth. I joined last week. I'm serious.
Get out of here.
No, it's the truth. I can go to the meetings. I just can't get in the pool. But my cousin TJ can. He's half white, so they let him get in up to his waist. No, I even joined the softball team.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. We got our first game next week.
No, he's lying.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, it's truthfully, we got our first game next week. It's the Knights of Columbus versus the Ku Klux Klan to benefit the NAAACP's
JC.
Jewish Boys Relief Fund.
I think we better play some music.
I agree.
And I guess you're right. We better do something. Here's a little Charles Brown to open the set. There is no greater love.
Thank you. There is no greater love than what I feel for you. No greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. Baby, you're the sweetest thing I have ever known. Just to think you are mine all alone. There is no greater love, all the world is true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Rabbits in the pea patch. Catch 'em, catch 'em. Rabbits in the pea patch.
Você vai ver. Você vai implorar, me pedir pra voltar. E eu vou dizer: dessa vez não vai dar. Eu fui gostar de você. Dei carinho e amor pra valer. Dei tanto amor, mas você queria só prazer. Você zombou e brincou com as coisas mais sérias que eu fiz quando eu tentei com você ser feliz. Era tão forte a ilusão que prendia o meu coração. Você matou a ilusão, libertou meu coração. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar. Você vai ver. Você vai implorar, me pedir pra voltar. E eu vou dizer: dessa vez não vai dar. Eu fui gostar de você. Dei carinho e amor pra valer. Dei tanto amor, mas você queria só prazer. Você zombou e brincou com as coisas mais sérias que eu fiz quando eu tentei com você ser feliz. Era tão forte a ilusão que prendia o meu coração. Você matou a ilusão, libertou meu coração. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar. Você vai ver. Hoje é você que vai ter que chorar. Você vai ver.
I just heard Rosa Passos. Oh, I love Rosa Passos. She is so cool and hip, you know?
I love Brazilian music.
Yeah.
I used to make love to that kind of music.
Really?
Sweet music. Oh, my goodness. Sweet memories.
What? Oh, my goodness, Red.
Yeah, you know.
Uncle Red, just be honest with me, okay? Because I know you. Just be straight with me. When was the last time you held a woman in your arms and made her feel the passion and the fires and everything's burning, you know? Pure ecstasy. Well, when was the last time you made a woman feel that?
Let me see. Last night and 4 times this morning. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
He may be red, but he ain't dead.
Are you? No, look, at your age, just telling the sex by now is like conversation, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Conversation before, conversation after, but everything in between is 100% sex.
Oh, my God! You got it.
Come on here, girl. Let me tell you something.
I want a doo-doo.
I said, I want a doo-doo-doo. What you want me to? I want a doo-doo.
Should I let myself go in his direction? Is his love strong enough for my heart's protection? I don't know. If I gave him my heart, would he refuse it? Would he tear it apart or tenderly use it? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Too much. Could a heart so right be led so wrong? If his love is weak, would it last this long?
Folks, I understand money is tight and you cannot afford to go out sometimes. That's all right. Here's Bertha and Lala with their DVD review. Stay at home, watch your DVD, relax.
Nothing's on TV, let's watch a DVD. Here's Bertha and Madam Lala.
Salutations, young lovers, wherever you are. It's your two favorite socialites, Madam Lala Sophistophone.
And Miss Bertie Maybrow.
How are you feeling today, darling?
Mighty fine, except for this ache in my knees, swelling in my feet, and post-nasal drip. Other than that, I feel fine,
Bertha,
baby.
If I felt like you, I'd go to the cemetery and wait a while.
What?
Only kidding, my little sweet gum tree. That's a jaunty little hat you're wearing.
Well, thank you, darling.
Is that mink?
No, it's pit bull.
Pit bull?
Yeah, it's from the Michael Vick collection.
Oh.
Must they live in the invasion?
No, darling. Are those rhinestones?
Yeah, I know it's a bit much, but my son bought this hat for me. I didn't want to disappear, my son. I hate to see him disappearing. Hey, Night Train! Mama's got your hat on!
Thanks, Mom.
That's my baby.
It's a good thing people don't scare easily, because that hat's a monster.
Wait a minute.
Just kidding, my little Blackberry Bramble. Today we are going to review American Gangster and the Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
American Gangster is based on the life and times of Harlem drug dealer Frank Lucas, a nasty, nasty character.
That's right. Nasty. You know, your mouth look funny when you say the word nasty.
Lucas is played by Oscar winner Denzel Washington. Ooh, and his arch nemesis Special Agent Richie Robbins is played by Russell Crowe. This movie will not disappoint.
I like Denzel Washington. He never disappoints. Ooh.
Oh, Bertha, put your tongue in your mouth. You look like you've been in the Mojave for 3 days without a canteen.
Wait, no, I like the part in the movie when Frank Lucas was talking to Nicky Barnes.
Nicky Barnes, another famous rogue played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
I've been to Cuba.
Really?
Child, I was not disappointed.
Bertha!
Sorry.
You like the part when?
Yeah, I like the part when Frank was talking to Nicky Barnes and he looked at him with conviction and he said, I stand behind my brand. You can put a chokehold on this mother and call it do blog poop. You just don't let me catch you doing it again. I like that line. It make my body tingle from Genesis to Revelations. Ooh.
Sound like you just stuck your feet in a pan of hot water.
I'd like to stick something else in some water right
now. The next movie for review is The Curious Case of Benjamin Buttons. This movie was inspired by F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic short story.
I didn't know Ella Fitzgerald wrote Benjamin Button's Curious Case.
You've been drinking again, haven't you?
Just a little, baby. Just enough to settle my nerves.
The last time you drank and your nerves were settled, you couldn't move. Oh, dear. Back to Benjamin Buttons. The movie is the story of Benjamin Buttons, a young man with an unusual birth defect. As he grows older, he looks younger. As you can imagine, this is a terrible dilemma that affects everyone he loves. The movie stars Oscar nominee Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt? Whoa! That Brad Pitt got some juicy fruit.
Oh, Bertha!
Child, he is sweet. Wow!
Oh, my goodness, Bertha. Oh. Oh, dear. The movie also stars Oscar nominee Taraji P. Henson as Benjamin Button's mother, Queenie.
That Taraji P. Henson is one bad
mother. Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Taraji P. Henson. I can't say her name too many times, baby. It makes my jaws hurt.
And why do your jaws hurt?
Her name is too damn long.
Oh, I agree. Anyway, this movie is phenomenal. The makeup, the acting, the writing all comes together to make a masterpiece of cinematography.
I like the part in the movie when Benjamin is a kid and he goes to the faith hill and he says, I'm Susan. I just look old for my age. Say it with me, Lila. Say it with me.
I'm shivering.
Hey, Night Train, where you at, boy?
Yes.
Hey, say it with me, Night Train. I'm shivering. I told you.
Both movies are sure to be dazzling delight.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
You can't be disappointed.
Don't be disappointed, because we're out of time. So until next time, this is...
Bertha Mae Brown.
And Madame Lala Sophistifunk. Adieu.
Bye-bye. Tell them bye, Night Train. Go ahead, baby. Bye.
Nothing's on TV. Let's watch a DVD. Here's Bertha and Madame Lala.
Here's a brand new singer on the scene, Tasha Como, with A Day in Paradise.
I see you walking down the street. You're gonna find a way for us to meet. Looks to me like you're heading my way. Don't think you wanna ask time of day. Well, I'll never find what I want in your eyes. But I'm looking for a touch of paradise. Saw you in the club last night.
What you doing there, boy?
Playing just ain't too smart. They buy a ticket for a broken heart. But I don't want someone used to telling lies. I'm looking for a touch of paradise. I know that you would be cheating on me when I'm not around. So I'll never pay no attention to you, then you can't let me down. Now I'll have a chance to see what kind of line you try on me. So you think that you're so smooth, but you find out.
I'm looking for a day in paradise. Welcome to another episode of My Boy Biscuit. This is a young brother's adventure through a concrete jungle. We follow Biscuit from day to day, and I tell you, he's always getting into a jelly of a jam.
Now, for those of y'all who don't know, I'm on a mission to catch the attention of this young pretty thing called Luxurious. Man, let me tell y'all, she the complete package. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really, but continue.
All right, man. Imagine this. 5'6", 127 pounds, all in the right places, man. Her measurements, 38.
38.
31.
31.
42.
42. Damn.
Caramel skin. Hair that's long and wavy like that Ichigumi River. Now you know why your boy is jonesing like a mug. Anyway, I was running low on some vittles, so I went on down to the snitch and grab.
Snatch and grab, seven locations near you. Wednesday is double coupon day. Open 24 hours.
All right, man, they got the message, man. Let me tell the story. There she was in the fruits and vegetables. The melons was ripe. Yeah, peaches was in season. So I reached out to grab me a couple. And then she said,
excuse you.
Sorry, I was just trying to grab them fruits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I see. Hey, why you ain't got on no shirt?
That's right, Haitian. Man, I got to show off these guns. Y'all think I just woke up with all this sitting on my chest? I didn't go to my prom for this, shouter. Y'all need to respect my efforts.
Is that you?
What?
I smell bacon. Is it you? I mean, you smell like bacon.
Oh, yeah, that's them drippings I rub on my chest.
But fool, you smell like breakfast.
Man, breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Why are you rubbing bacon drippings on your chest?
I mean, because after you clean your guns, you got to polish them. I like my guns to glisten. When the sun kisses each ripple in the metal.
But why bacon drippings?
Girl, everybody loves bacon. It's all about the meat.
What?
What?
I mean, so what you doing, Shawty?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm buying groceries. I'm shopping.
I mean, so let me shop with you. What you want? Want some fuzzy whip? No, it's on sale. How about some pork sausage? Some cube steak? Some turkey wings?
No! No.
Or some Cabernet? Some Merlot? Escargot?
No!
Some lettuce? Oh, I know what you want. You want some Hungry Mike biscuits.
Some what?
Hungry Mike's, Hungry Mike's, the biscuit with a lot of bite.
2-for-1 and double coupon day at your local Snatch and Grab.
You know what I'm talking about. Some Hungry Mike biscuits. So what you doing after you leave here?
Oh, honey, nothing you want to do.
I mean, whatever you doing, I want to do it with you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to braid my cousin's hair. All
right, well, let me go with you then.
For what?
I can put some oil on them split ends.
Okay, you know what? Saucy A did just get out. And he might like that.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Biscuit, man.
Oil in the dude's hair. What's up, man?
Oh, man.
No.
Man, the hell with that, Haitian. The hell with all y'all. I'm in touch with my feminine side. Respect my efforts. You know it's all about my little thug, dumpling, luxurious. Dang!
Arangelo! Boy, did you get my Hungry Mics yet?
Yo, I got to go. Grandpa hurt his back doing the Ludowici Peter Pop at a Lil Wayne concert. And he wanted his Hungry Mics.
Hungry Mics, Hungry Mics, the biscuit with a lot of bite.
2-for-1 on double coupon day at your local Snatch and Grab.
We know. Atta boy, Biscuit. Going back to your grandpa. Tune in next week for another episode of My Boy Biscuit.
Y'all need to respect my efforts.
J.C. Redd and Sweet Nikki will be right back. If you touch that dial, something bad will happen. You missed the rest of the show.